Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, happy everything, merry everything. This is Dr. Cappuccino, and we're coming to you this morning from the Global Vision for Living Today show, Blog Talk Radio. And our topic today is God, Your Everything, Part 4. I know He must be your everything. You know why? Because He has made you, oh my God, a happy camper on earth, just a little lower than the angels. Isn't that wonderful? God Almighty, the Psalm 83:18 God, He says that people may know that thou whose name art Jehovah art the Most High God over all the earth. And I know you're interested in somebody with that kind of high power. Good morning again. Thank you for tuning in. This morning, our topic is God, Your Everything. You may have a certain liquor, whiskey, that becomes your everything on a bad day or a cold night. You might make clothing. You might make your car, your home, anything that you have of value. You might make that your everything. But let me tell you something. There's no power in those things. Put your hand out and touch and see. There is no power at all in putting anything before a true and a living God. You're not going to open up any book anywhere and it tells you something different. You're not going to read in the annals of any of those pages that anything you can think of has any soul-saving power. But we know that a living God that calls himself the creator of everything, that's the one that we need to put our hope and our power in. God wants you to honor, to love, cherish, and praise him in a mighty way and in a way that he approves. How can that happen if you do not know him? Many will tell you that, hey, I've heard of that God. I think I've even had a vision of that God. I think when I was laying flat on my back in the hospital, a God like that, maybe even himself, came to me, walking down the hallway into my room. But let me tell you something. You got to know him. If you want to cook a cake, bake a cake, you got to know what ingredients to choose. And those ingredients have got to be just the right ones. But if God is going to be your everything, and we've said this in part one, part two, and part three, you, not your mama, but you have got to know him. What are some of the ways that you can get to know this God? Remember, we said last week, there are many gods, but we're only talking about one right now, the one and only supreme God, the highest over all the universe. We just said his name is Jehovah. You got to get to know him. Colonel Harrison was with us last week, and for the past three Saturdays, he's been talking about to get to know God. You have got to, number one, you got to pray to this Psalm 83:18 God to lead you into the right path, to the right sources that can help you know about him, learn about him, and then walk in his way. He's not going to be your everything if you're not going to walk in his way. But how are you going to walk in his way if you don't know anything about him? So first of all, we've got to pray, you know, get down on your hands and knees if you want to, if you have to, if you feel comfortable doing that, and cry out, God, oh, I've heard of you. I don't know you. Lead me, God. Guide me, God. Take me by the hand and lead me to the source that can teach me and preach to me about you and, of course, your divine son, Christ Jesus. Then after that, here comes a looking into his word. Holy Bible, King James Version, there's several, but let's start with that for the novice if you already don't know him. 66 books. You can get on a systematic learning arrangement where, if not daily, weekly, you can be guided through the chapters of the Bible to get to know this God. How are you going to do anything for him? How is he going to be everything and you don't know him? That people may know, not hear about, not say I dreamt about, not saying somebody told me about, but you yourself and you learning systematically about this God. Where did he come from? Where did that name Jehovah come from? How old is he? Is he by himself? Why come into a magnanimous creation? Did he create himself? These are things you've got to know to make God your everything. I can tell you something about this unseen God, but it's not your personal experience. It's not you feeling within that, yes, yes, something happened to me, and I don't know what it is. You're coming into a knowledge of the true God. That's what it is. When you really decide, God, you're everything, you already know he's going to watch over you. He's going to take care of you in his spiritual way. Don't think if you start racketeering around the city and you come into contact with the wrong vices, the wrong people, displaying the wrong attitude of your own volition, that he's going to step in there and catch a bullet for you. Don't be a fool. Don't be foolish. This God is not even designed for that. There's been miraculous sightings and saints, but let's be practical. Is God your everything? Is he your everything? Can he be your everything? It's when you make someone your everything. And number one, you follow that person. You make sure you know all there is about that person. You put your whole heart and soul out there through your spirit for and in behalf of that person. So if we're going to make God our everything, yes, you're going to get to know him first. Yes, you're going to pray for divine intervention to get to know him. And yes, most of all, once all of those things happen, you're going to commit your life to him. How can you make God your everything and you talk to him, walk with him in our month? Let's not be a fool. If God is your everything, with your every breath, you are going to praise him. With your every walk, when he becomes your everything, you are going to praise him and honor him. In everything you do and say and what you let your ears listen to, you are telling God, yes, I'm on my way. I'm making you my everything. Now, let's do something in reverse here. What happens when you don't make the supreme God of the universe your everything? Let me talk to you real good about that. Chaos enters your life day by day and night by night. Everything unimaginable and imaginable happens in the adverse to a person that don't make God to everything. You wake up in the morning in fear. You lay down in fear. You're always complaining and talking about what you don't have, what you need, what you should have had, what you didn't get. That is what happens when you don't make God your everything. That is all that happens when you don't make God your everything. You complain to the neighbor, oh, ain't nothing going right in my life. How can it go right in your life when you don't know the life giver and what he has asked you to do, what he has asked of your life? This is a life journey. It's not a when I'm broke, let me call on God. When I don't see no food on the table, I'm going to call on God. When my life is in utter turmoil, doctor says I have 1 week to live. Oh, that is a different story then. Oh, yes, it's easy to, oh, Lord, oh, my God, help me. But we're talking about making God your everything every day, every night, for all season and in and out of season. What are some of the things that can happen to you when you make God your everything? Number one, protection. You're going to wake up by divine intervention, and you're going to make a decision to go west instead of going east. Something in you is going to guide you to even talk the right talk during that day, during that time. If God is your everything, and when he is, when he becomes your everything, you're going to have a new lease on life. You're going to feel better. Even though you know perhaps the end result is, hey, if I'm making God my everything, that means in life and in death. That means your whole being has been and will be dedicated to the God of the universe. Psalm 83:18, that says his name is Jehovah. Some people tell me they've never even heard of that name. Been in church 1,000,000,000,000 years, and they say that. Wow, well, isn't that something? Unbelievable, but believe it if they have said it. When God becomes your everything, you're not going to want to pick up that whiskey bottle 2 or 3 times a day. You're not going to want to go out there and cuss somebody out every night. You're not going to go around trying to be the biggest bully in the neighborhood. Might take a bullet. Might get a bullet straight through your mouth. You're not going to want to do that. When you make God, when you decide to make God, when you beg God to help you make him your everything, there he comes on a cloud. May not can see him, of course, but you can look around at the things happening in your life and tell something good is happening that you could not do for yourself. You'll be coming to a point where you feel divine intervention in your life. You're not going to want to do the same old things. You're not going to even want to talk about the same old thing, because you know God is God and God alone, and he needs no help to make you a better person, to cause you to walk in the straight and narrow, to create in you a clean heart and a right spirit. When you decide to make God your everything, now, we've gone through the steps. You've got to pray for his guidance and his leadership in your life. Then here's something most people really don't want to do. Then you make up in your mind and your heart, you know what, I'm going to repent of being one of the worst human beings on earth. I'm going to turn around from all of those dead works that I was engaging in. I'm going to make sure that no matter what, my life is going to reflect that I am a child of God. I am somebody that God has turned around. I have become somebody that God can use. I have become a new creature in Christ. I have taken on the robe of salvation. We could go on and on and on and on and on with this. It is not mere rhetoric. It is the things that a person will do and become when he decides to make God his everything. When a baker goes in to bake bread, it's not going to come out right if he doesn't use all the right ingredients. And the right ingredients of a person to use to get to know God and to make God your everything. Prayer. You're going to be leading others to God once you have found him. You are going to have turned around from dead works, ugly works, demonized works, satanic works. You're going to turn away from that. You see how you look. You see you ain't got no feather. Bone busted and disgusted. You ain't got nothing. You don't have anything. What you had, you don't have anymore. Look at you. Look at where you're at now. From not putting this God first, making him first in your life, and declaring the good news about him and his son to others. You know, I've been in churches where they never mentioned the name Jehovah. Let's be for real. If you can talk about Jesus Christ, you certainly can talk about the Father of Jesus Christ. Why are you all not doing that? Why you want to acknowledge that God? Let's not be a fake. Let's not be a fake. The Father of Jesus Christ is Jehovah. Let's put a shout out for him some of the time. How can you open your church doors and don't mention Jehovah? How can you do something like that? You're not crazy if you're talking about his son, Jesus Christ. What's wrong with y'all over there? The Son said, I. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Have you lost your freaking mind? Not giving Jehovah some glory? Where y'all get that from? You don't want to mention his name? Go all the way back to Hebrew. Yahweh, say something. Give him some praise. Give God some honor. You honor the Son, you can't do that spiritually, legally, unless you honor the Father. Don't want to use the name? I'll tell you what, that's on you. But we're talking this morning about all within the sounds of my voice, making God your everything. What do you have to lose? You done lost your house, then lost your job, then lost your woman, then lost your man, then lost your family, then lost everything you've ever had. What do you have to lose by not getting it right this time? This time, you got another chance. This time, no one should be able to stop you from getting to know the true and the living God so you can make him your everything. You can't lose God once you have made him your everything. All that other mess out there you've been counting on ain't worth nothing. Man can come in there tomorrow, Monday. Your job is gone. All of these things can happen. All of them. But let me tell you something. And let me make myself plain. Without God, you are nothing. Without the Spirit of God within your day, power of God waking you up every morning and causing you to lie down every night, you are nothing. Without God's breath within called Spirit, you are nothing. Without God taking you by the hand and leading you in the way that you should go, you are actually nothing. Don't come up talking about what somebody else said. Nobody's getting in that casket with you but you, if you're lucky. So much going on, if you're lucky. Running out of cemetery space, if you're lucky. Vandalism in all major and minor cemeteries across the nation. Come on, let's not be a fool. To make God your everything assures a life walk that God approves of. Well, I think I'm going to get him. I'm going to go over here. Oh, I think I'm going to get him. I'm going to go over there. Don't even think about God's leading graceful hand. I'm going to hold to his hand, to God's unchanging hand. Now I'm going to hold to his hand. Hey, you got to hold to his hand. How are you going to do that if you have not made up your mind to make God your everything? God needs no help from us. We are the one that stands in the need. We are the ones that stand in the need of God, in God's power. God's plans are sure. The Psalm 83:18, God's plans are forevermore sure. Everything that God has advised us to do, we can do, because we can do all things through his power. We can do all things through the power of the living God. Come unto me. His son said, come unto me, all ye that are laden and burdened down. He said, I'm going to give you rest. People think rest is laying down in the bed. Let me tell you something. That can be true. But rest means freedom from your enemies. Rest means freedom from all the bad luck been rolling through your door, through your window. Rest means a new way of walking in this life. Rest means protection from your enemies. Go back and read the Bible. Really read it. Really read it and see what it says. If you can't understand it, fall down, God, Jehovah. Send me somewhere. Send somebody to me. You know what? He will, faster than fast. When a person really makes God their everything, they know they don't have anything to worry about. Because whatever happens in their life, they know God has a hand in it. God has decreed it. And God is watching over his creative creature, you. You ain't got to worry about bullets flying when you bow down, fall down on your knees. God, help me. Your will, not mine. Whatever be, let it be. We're not talking about walking in the extreme of a hail of bullets. We're not talking about that. Don't be a fool. Don't say Dr. Cappuccino about that. Don't do that. But we're talking about when God is your everything, he recognizes that you made of flesh and me too. We need his help. We need his divine intervention. We need everything good that he has for this walk of life. He'll come into your hospital bed and get in the bed with you. He will come into the room, into the bed, and sup with you. God will never let you down. The carnal mind might think, oh, my God, look at this problem I have. Jehovah is not with me anymore. Oh, God, where are you? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it's still me. Where are you, God? Where? God never leaves the side of those that make him, that make this God their everything. Person recognizes that this God should be their everything. Look and watch. Watch them. Look at them. Look where they're headed. They're headed to not so much a life of bliss, because in this life, there are many problems, there are many troubles. But remember, he said, God Jehovah sent his son down through 42 plus generations to undo what Adam and Eve had done. You'll never see them again in all of the orbs of this universe. He sent his son to redeem fallen man. It didn't say no troubles, no problems, or nothing. We're humans. We're flesh and blood. What do you expect? Don't be silly. But this God has promised life eternal. Life eternal. Who else can make that claim and make it happen? No one but the living God, Jehovah, and his son, Christ Jesus. Remember, don't give Jesus Christ they're everything. Jehovah God deserves all in all. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Let's not get it twisted, and don't be a fool. He says, by their works you will know them, which also means the works of their mouth, whether or not they're genuine and a true organization worthy to even talk about his son, let alone him. God bless you all. Merry Christmas, merry everything. You get a big kiss and you get a big hug from me, Dr. Cappuccino, saying walk worthy and you will be worthy of a God who should be your everything. God bless you. See you next week. Hey, put a shout out in the way of a prayer for our world in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week.